Hey, hey.
I got now, I don't chill, got next. I got now, I don't chill, got next. I got now, I don't chill, got next. Got next. Got next. Got now, I don't chill, got next.
Yo, what's going on, man? What is going on? You are back with the Who Got Next podcast. I'm your host, E-Dub. This week, we're going to talk about a little bit of traveling. Have some people in here that I'm real cool with. And they like to say, sometimes happy hour isn't enough. We have the group of Winter Escape in here. We got my man, Neek.
What up, what up?
We got Tony.
What's up, what's up?
And we have Miss Demetra.
What's up?
You cool with that name?
I know what you was going to say.
I know you.
In the podcast world, I'm D. Willie.
D. Willie. But, you know.
No, it doesn't matter. It's cool.
All right, bet. How y'all doing today?
Always good, man.
Always good?
Good.
So we're entering another travel season. We know you all have been doing good things with Winter Escape. I think it started back in 2009. Is that correct with you, Tony? I think you had started out with just taking a trip one day with some friends, and then you saw how promising this venture could be.
Yeah, man. Actually, it was 2010. Did a big birthday cruise and whatnot, and it turned into what we call Winter Escape now.
So how did idea? Because I know you had when's your birthday?
My birthday is February 3rd. It's typically Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
Back then, I think it ranges between the last playoff game and then Super Bowl weekend.
So right.
We use that in the beginning as kind of our thing to get everybody to come together for a big Super Bowl party somewhere right. In the destination. So.
Okay, so how did you say to yourself, okay, you know what, I think this could be a dope-ass idea, and let's make this happen?
It was really after the first one, man. Everybody had such a good time. At the time, I was moving around, like, for my career, and I had friends from all over. So I think the first one had people from, like, six states. So it was, like, 30 people from six states. And it was like, yo, we had a good time. Where we going next year? So immediately, that was when the light bulb kind of hit. Was just like the reception from everyone who attended the first one.
Okay. And how did you – I know you had started, so how was – Neek and Demetra able to get involved with this?
So Dominique's birthday is not far from mine, right. And we had met around the time that the trip started, and I had really asked him what he thought about the trip, and I wanted to start branding it, because before it was just, again, my birthday. So we started the brand, and working with him and actually his line brother, and they helped me come up with the name, or I guess approval of the name or whatever, and we did a couple ski trips because we wanted to do something different, do something in Carolinas, versus just going out. So we did a couple ski trips around that time. They came on board. And around that same time, we met Dee. Pretty much, she didn't come that year, but she had sent a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so based on that, we continued to kind of blossom the idea and see if she wanted to be on board full time. And pretty much, we've been working together ever since.
So what about how y'all feel about it, Demetra? Dee Willie?
I like it. I think it's something good. I think at that time, when I saw it, it was just kind of like, oh, I know somebody putting on a trip together. It looks like it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Black people skiing. You have the other events here and there, but sometimes people are scared to just go up and go to something that they don't know or know anybody there. So seeing that was like, okay, cool. Let's get people over to North Carolina and try something out. And I think since then, they needed a female perspective. It was all men on the team. And
yeah, I know how that goes. we know how that runs.
Some of the things that I brought to the table was different. Not to say that anything they were doing was bad. It was just kind of like, hey, but have you thought about this? Maybe you should do this. I don't think any of us are front and center type of people, but when it comes to like checklists and making sure things are together and with a group of people, I kind of have stepped into that place. So we have some good synergy.
Okay. And Neek, so break down each person's role, especially break down your role.
So Dee is like the organizer. She makes sure that everyone gets to where they need to go. Mm-hmm. No one gets left. She's the mom of the trip, basically. Tony is our fearless leader. He stays in contact with everything from the hotels, the excursions, and we kind of, you know, pull back and forth between the roles of that. I do everything technical.
Mm-hmm. That's your job.
I'm everything technical.
From flyers to...
Yes. Anything that involves pretty much using the computer is me. So I kind of spearhead that part of it. So everything that you love, hate, it's all me.
All you. Okay. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, I know Tony and I will talk about this every blue moon, and we'll talk about it a lot, me and Demetra, is the purpose of me trying to have this conversation, speaking that, you know, we're all black, we're all young professionals, and we're all trying to do things in our own, you know, in our own element as trying to build our companies, our brands, and things of that nature. How do you feel about where we are at right now, and also being here in Charlotte with Charlotte going through this big change?
I'm excited about everything that's going on kind of in the city right now. Me, you know, being from here, watching this group of very talented people kind of step out on their own, mm-hmm. and take everything that they've, you know, kind of built up to this point, everything they've learned, to the next level, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, your regular 9-to-5 type things. So right. everything that you're trying to do, that, you know, that Tony tries to do, that D tries to do on an individual basis, you know, we always can collab, bounce ideas off each other to set a base. That way, you know, once we all, speaking into existence, make all this money, mm-hmm. that, you know, we always have this pool of talent that we've known from way back that we can, you know, pass on to these next generations.
Right.
I would say, I mean, Charlotte, I'm obviously not from Charlotte, but I moved here 2011, 2012. And it's been really great to see the changes that's happened in the city. I know my neighborhood looks nothing like it did when I moved there, which is mm-hmm. crazy. But I like the growth, and I like the opportunity to be a part of that makeup of Charlotte. We literally can do anything we want. Mm-hmm. We really can make the city what we want, and I think it's a great time to be here. And definitely even incorporating a travel space and getting people out of their element, because, of course, we do work hard, and that's why we say sometimes happy hour isn't enough.
Right.
Because, again, you get stuck in that 9-to-5 and that grind, and you definitely need to relax and kind of recuperate so that you can come back and kind of set the world on fire.
Bet.
Kind of like what he's saying, that people always ask the question, what is Charlotte known for? And it kind of, we're at the place now where we can create that name. Mm-hmm. We can create that. Also, as we talk about travel, Charlotte is a good place to travel from, even though they're changing all these prices from Charlotte. But when it comes to even traveling in the United States or leaving, we're close to the water. We're close to the Caribbean, getting mm-hmm. those places. You can get a lot of direct flights out of Charlotte to go places all over. So I think that's a good standpoint. It's a good central place. It's a lot of opportunities. And the cost of living is still a lot cheaper than other big cities that, you know, work at the banking center of the South. So you think about those companies as well as entrepreneurship, where we can create mm-hmm. The Charlotte brand.
So how does it work? How's group work with y'all? Y'all do well with group work?
As in, like, working together?
Yeah, us? Working together. What do you feel that are there the advantages that everybody had? That there's always going to be a disadvantage, you know? And I understand, you know, when you're in a group, you know, it's personal. But how do you feel it is with working with each other? Like, do you feel it's a good thing at times, a bad thing? Like, are y'all really in there in the trenches? Like, yo, nah, fuck that.
We love to hate each other.
I was just going to say that. Almost like a sibling relationship.
Right.
at this point, it's got to that where we talk pretty much every day, to the point where it's like sometimes it's like when we're not talking, you know, hey, I miss y'all.
And right.
When it's new, it's like, hey, I need a break from y'all.
Right. Because I know y'all got a group chat. And I know that the group chat is probably where everything goes down. They're like, look, man, I'm just not talking today. I'll fool with y'all later on. I just know how it is with me with group work, you know, especially when you're trying to put a thing together. And, and I just know people have different ideas of that magnitude. So I always want to know how exactly it's being that you all are planning trips. So it's not just about you all getting along. It's also mm-hmm. about the consumers that you have to Absolutely. Bring on this trip. Number one, are they going to be cool? Two, are we going to be cool with them?
So I think that starts with us, though.
Right.
So I think how we work together, and we've seen it where we may not have the same type of synergy, and it kind of flowed down mm-hmm. to the attendees. And then we've seen where if we're good and we also have a marketing team and creating that bond to be as one, that when we get there, we're already family. Even people on the team we may not have met before in person or hung out with. And we get there, and everybody was like, oh, they must have known each other forever. Nah, we just met. And I think once we create that, we give off the same energy that we have, it just goes down the ladder, almost like any company that you have. Mm-hmm. It starts at the top. And I think the more we work together and we see how that happens, when we see people, Me personally is I try to get to know the people. What's your name? Mm-hmm. And start with that. And where are you from? And then anytime I see something, it's like, okay, cool. I make sure I speak to them, say something to them. Because we do have a lot of people who don't know anybody on the trip and they just showing up. And we always market that way too. Like, come on, you'll meet somebody. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's looks like Team USA. I mean, they are really good. And individually good at what we do, right? You come mm-hmm. together, we're going to try to win the ship. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of how we look at it. Even when the people that attend, literally a lot of times it's a friend of a friend, or they seen it on a friend's page, or a friend went last year, so they decided mm-hmm. to come, even with that friend to come back. Right. So it's definitely kind of just building it out that way. But again, as she said, the energy, kind of, it carries over to everybody else. Mm-hmm. So we don't really, I don't recall anybody coming and we had any bad blood or anything like that. So I literally think we always had good people. Mm-hmm. Locations are really good. So everything kind of just, again, you at the beach, how you be mad, right?
Like, you shouldn't be. Like,
so. And the drink's flowing, you got food.
Right.
You really don't have to worry about anything. Everything's mm-hmm. planned for you. All you got to do is pack your clothes and show up.
For real? Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about that. So some of the so just kind of looking around about some of the feedback that I've seen about you all's events. Good feedback, of course. A lot of people say that they like the themed events. I know exactly where the theme is probably coming from. It's coming from this person over here.
Actually not.
What?
I would say it's a collective
effort.
Oh, wow.
Because I know with you, you Everything like you do is okay.
I'm
sorry, fellas, but you would think, you know, just me not knowing. Hey, every time I talk to her, it's always, yo, well, you know, she'll shoot ideas to me like, yo, what you think about this? So I'm thinking about like, God, no, everything is a theme with you. Like, just show up.
It's theme. I mean, we do confirm with each other. Right. Sometimes it's kind of like, yeah, no, we ain't doing that, mm-hmm. or okay, let's try that. You know, we haven't seen that done, or we've been to these events and we like this. Let's, you know, put a little twist on it.
So the themed events is one thing that a lot of people say they enjoy. Of course, the price and the staff, I guess with every, you know, location you go to, people love the photos. And the biggest thing about it, you kind of alluded to it, was the drinks. The drinks are always flowing. So I guess all of that is included into it. So with that being said, how do you all decide where we're going at this time?
Travel agent.
Oh. We honestly rolled the dice. Now, literally, we've been in the beginning, I guess, since D been on the staff, we really tried to go somewhere different every year. Mm-hmm. So we looked at kind of where to travel, like seeing, as you know, Instagram, there are a lot of people go to certain places.
Right.
So we kind of look at, stay away from those places, typically.
Dominican Republic. Yeah. Cancun.
Yeah. So we try to stay away from those places because, again, people go there all the time.
Right.
So we try to put stuff on the list where people, they don't necessarily heard about, or we always go on a trip before the trip, mm-hmm. To kind of scope it out to see what's special about that place. That way we can, so to speak, sell it to people because, again, we experienced it. We know what they're going to get.
Right.
So we literally look for something like a gym. I know we went to Carousel back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know it just because of the drink liquor, right? It's a liqueur.
Right.
And they say Caraco because they say improperly, but that's a lot of people know it from that. Mm-hmm. But going there, we immediately said, yo, this is the blue water we ever seen. And we all travel enough where we literally could show you a picture and you're like, I've never seen water that clear. So it's ideas and things like that. Even Costa Rica, we went to a different part of the island so people don't go. So we try to find something unique. Mm-hmm. That way, not only is it you're bonding with the group, but you also have an experience that you typically wouldn't have because there's nothing for you to Cancun, but to go to, I don't know, like I said, Costa Rica or Puerto Vallarta, Mexico is a different side of the place that you typically wouldn't go. So we want to give you something that you wouldn't do typically.
So what you think, what's probably one of the best trips y'all plan?
The one that's coming this year?
Yeah, because every trip I feel like has had something different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They all different.
I think we had a really good group, Costa Rica. Was it Costa? It was Costa Rica where we had a good group. Was that the good group? Or was it PV this year?
No, it was this past one.
It was
one.
PV, yeah. Okay. Yes, it was Puerto Vallarta. That's when we had a really good group where it was just kind of like everybody just really worked out together. Mm-hmm. We put people in rooms together. They ain't never met somebody, but now they got to be with them. Next thing you know, they besties and they buddy. And you would think, like I said earlier, that they've known each other the whole trip, but it's just kind of like going to college.
Right.
And you walk in your dorm room and you like, well, who's there? Oh, that's so-and-so.
Yeah, no choice but to get along with them.
Right, and then they do everything together. But a lot of times we had the last group, we had two people, they both were nurses. Mm-hmm. They both lived in Charlotte. They never met each other. They lived on the same side of town. Oh, it was just all of that stuff. So it was kind of like it was a natural bond that they had. So that was good.
don't know. I think my favorite would always just be Curacao, just for the location.
Biased.
But they all the trips are just different because we try to tailor them to the location itself. Mm. Right. We don't want you to go to this location and do everything that you could have done in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to have the opportunity to experience that location and do things their way as well. Mm-hmm. So you get to, you know, you get to learn as well as getting these, you know, passport stamps, because those are important to us. But they just differ in that take. Mm-hmm. So every trip we're gonna feel a little different about it and just try to pull the benefits from it. But it's like, at this point, it's like picking your favorite kid.
Yeah.
Jam, you're my favorite.
I feel you on that. So what? All right. So let's get to the other part of it. What do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions about traveling, as far as in a group setting, as
it
you all put together?
It costs a lot, and I need to save $5,000 just to go somewhere and have a good time and post good pictures.
I won't know anybody there. People get into their, you know, their bubble where if they're waiting on somebody else. So if their crew can't come, then they won't do anything at all.
Right.
And bye. Like, we're going to, you know, keep moving.
Those are the big two, is really money. And then, like I said, my friends won't come, or whoever, your girlfriend, boyfriend, they won't come. So you feel like you shouldn't go. So those are the two biggest things. If you can get over that, right, the first year, like I said, you definitely can come back another year if you come one time. So I even look at, like, some of the people in the marketing committee. We actually did a ski trip, a small ski trip. Okay. It was just like MLK weekend, like, yo, let's all go to the mountains. And literally almost everybody from that house on that trip, they've been on Winterscape since, because they had such a good time. Mm-hmm. It was like 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally, that was the seed that kind of launched into, I guess, Charlotte taking us in, so to speak.
Okay. So business-wise, how do you I like to talk about business. I like to talk about how we need to do better as African Americans as far as trying to get our business shit together. Not to be cursing, but just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I just see a lot of times, because I think this is a good thing. And I think, as Demetri had pointed out, everybody has their position in making something good in Charlotte. Being that Charlotte is in that bubble, I call it that window of trying to figure it out. I had a conversation with somebody a while back about the differences between Charlotte and Atlanta. Of course, there's a huge difference. But one thing that I have learned from people who are, and I think you could kind of attest to this, but when you're a native of that specific area, especially with Atlanta first, Atlanta just really started getting to a point where they actually have found their footing in what they feel their identity is. I think their identity is African Americans really doing the damn thing down there. But it wasn't always like that. And I think it probably started about like 96, I think I want to say, right around the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had their growing pains too. I think right now Charlotte is going through those growing pains. Being that you're a Charlotte native, do you think we're in those growing pains right now, as far as like saying, okay, because Raleigh is the capital. Sorry. Well, was,
you know,
the capital.
It is. Yeah.
It's the capital. But
they have that label.
They have the label. But there is not the destination of the state. Being that I am from around that, close enough, Raleigh was the spot to go. Everybody wanted to go to Raleigh. Everybody wanted to move to Raleigh. I said, hell no, I'm not moving to Raleigh. I mean, it was too close to home. I was like, I'm not doing that, because then my parents can show up anytime they want to. I'm just in the area. Let me just stop by. Hell no. You know, so I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? So I moved a little bit further. And now Charlotte, being in Charlotte for the past 12 years, I've seen the jump. Like, damn, they moving fast. Too fast, too fast. But now we're at that point where, okay, what's good? Like, everybody is finding their niche. So what do you think about the growth of Charlotte and how we as a community need to build onto that? Because I think we're the ones that's trying to still figure it out. The others, the white people, they're not. They already got their shit together. But it's us that's still trying to figure it out. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think just trying to figure it out is probably the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pace of it. It scares me a little, just due to, you know, the neighborhoods and the gentrification, because, you know, my grandmother is tired of y'all calling her for her house. But
what side of town she stay on?
Wilmore.
Okay. Go ahead.
So they'll probably be, you know, trying to rename that neighborhood at some point. Mm-hmm. To, you know, South End Gold or something, whatever. But it's at a a time right now where everyone has the opportunity to find their niche, but you have to do it soon because everything's flipping, everything's moving. So you have to be able to build and move just as fast. So it's a lane for everybody, just like every other city. You just have to find yours and execute on it.
Right.
So I encourage all entrepreneurs to, if you're ready to take that jump, just step out there. Because otherwise, somebody else is going to do it, and you're going to say, "Oh, I had that, you know, that thought 10 years ago."
And
it's 2030, and it's, you know, it's 2030, and you know, you're watching these buildings grow up, and you know, it could have been yours, right?
Right, right. I think, you know, and I know y'all want to talk about that part too, but yeah, I agree with that because a lot of times we have those ideas that we're like saying, "Yo, I've been thinking about that." I'm guilty of it. I think everybody is guilty of it at one point where it's like, damn, I didn't jump on that when I figured I should have. Or you sit back and saying, damn, I could have did that way better than they did. But at the same time, Winter Escape isn't the only travel company. You know, there's other travel companies out there, but you all do something totally different. I actually had talked to somebody who has, you know, her own travel company, but she tries to do it with just females, you know, and she has her reasons for doing that. And I think, well, you all, y'all have your reasons for doing yours. Y'all like to do these type of group trips with everybody. You know, so everybody has their own game plan. I just think with Charlotte, like you said, it is scaring me a little bit. But at the same time, there is room for everybody. I just think people get a little bit mixed up in being a true entrepreneur, getting there, and just being a creative. I think a lot of times we have a lot of creatives around here. I consider myself a creative. But you have creatives that just sit there and just build with other creatives. And that's just it. Like, okay, y'all just talking. Okay, well, what's the next step? You know, are you going to do this together? Are we going to form something together? Or you going to step out there on your own? You know, step out on your own and do it. And I think where we're at right now, we're still trying to get to that point, which is why I like to have these conversations, which is why the premise of Who Got Next came up, because I love to hear how you got there. That also helped me out, you know, put a little fire under my ass to be like, okay, I need to work on this part right here. You know, I already got people that do put a fight. She's one of them. She stay on my, you know, she stay on me. But, you know, it's just, but you always have those, you know, you have certain people that want the best, you know, want the best for you. And that's what I think about just building companies, especially in Charlotte. So
I want to do a shameless plug as well and then kind of go back to the history of our team and how we came together. We talked about how we came together, how we met and all of that. But on top of that, I guess it was a side push that was done that we didn't know was happening, is Tony is also our business coach. And so in the midst of us working together with Winter Escape, we also, like we said, we all do our own side stuff. And it's kind of like we could talk about Winter Escape, but the next 30 minutes we could be talking about, oh, so what you about to do? You started your LLC yet?
Right.
All
right,
so what we waiting on? That type of thing. So I think that has also helped us. When you talk about working together and building businesses and doing that, where we've been able to, we're more than just business partners, we're friends, we have all of those different types of relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm big on action, right? So like, once I take the first step, I can figure out the rest, right? A lot of people, they plan, and then a year later, they haven't done anything. So me, I'm going to take the first step and be like, hey, Nick, I need your help on this, right? So I'm going to pretty much be already there or already – I have an idea of kind of how to figure it out. And then from there, I literally go back and say, okay, what's the next step?
Right.
And literally a lot of people, again, they think a lot. We even talk about simple stuff like, hey, somebody say, I want to get a motorcycle one day. I'm like, well, one day, just take the test. Like, what's the problem? Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of people, like, they think about it and, oh, well, I don't know if I can really afford a bike. Right. So what's that got to do with you getting your license? Get the license. It's a free test. Like you take the road test at the class. Right.
Right.
Once you get the motorcycle license, cool. The next step is, okay, now you got to buy a bike. So worry about that when you get to that point. And a lot of people who are creative, sometimes they get stuck in that thinking pattern. And literally a lot of things we've been doing is, okay, what's the next step? Okay. Why are you taking so long to do this? In my head, again, you could do that probably in 6 weeks, give or take, if you're what you got going on. So we literally push each other in that aspect as far as business. And literally, once Charlotte does that overall, we literally be heads and both shoulders against Atlanta or any other city because we have the talent.
Right. So. I do agree with that. There's so much damn talent here because I'm paying attention. I'm looking at everybody, and I'm like, yo, that person got it. You know, they have it, and you just got to see where it goes from there. But I think that also aligns with support. So how with Winter Escape, how do you feel the support is overall as far as, I mean, clearly for 11 to 12 years you all doing this, so you clearly have the support. But how was it from the beginning up until now?
I think at the beginning it was family and friends of family that kind of came out. It took us a while, I think, to get our footing in Charlotte. I would say that's more late, actually, that we got footing in Charlotte. We used to look at the map because people would give us their zip codes or their addresses. We have a map. Literally, we may have 30 cities and it'd be, I don't know, 80 people, but it'd be five people from Charlotte. And we all live in Charlotte, which was like, how does this make any sense?
Right, exactly.
So once we did, I think, the small ski trip, that helped us to kind of get a better footing in Charlotte, because once you get enough people or you see the same same picture on so many people pages, you're like, what are they doing? So then you're asking more questions. So it's really, I think, the marketing aspect. And I think black people, for lack of a better word, we struggle with how to market, not that we don't know how to market. So Chick-fil-A or Popeyes, right? We know how to market other people's stuff. Our stuff, we actually struggle with how to get that out the best way, because we understand word of mouth, but we don't know how to create the buzz, for lack of a better word. So that's what we learned to do kind of for with Winter Escape, from having small trips and things like that to actually build up. But literally, we do it for everybody else except for ourselves.
And I think now you do have a promotions team, right? At one point, you didn't. Is that correct? So do you think that makes a big difference, having a promotion team, especially right here in Charlotte with the people that I think I would say friends, and then now they're turning into, okay, these are the ones that we could go to, you know, to assist us with what our goal is?
I mean, it's like you said, we talk about Team USA. Everybody has a role, right? So if we're doing everything, we're doing something not good, right? It's just the fact. So it's easier to be successful if you have someone who's really good at that, right? If someone's always out, it's easy for them to talk about to people that you don't know, because you have more reach,
right?
So you want to, again, focus on what you're good at. Again, we look at the best football team in football, unfortunately, it's probably the Patriots still, right? But it's because they all know their roles, right? Tom Brady will take a pay cut in a minute to get better offensive linemen, right? So, I mean, it's the same way. If you want to be successful, you have to have a team environment. You got to kind of work towards that. And literally watching sports, the best teams you look at, you know, Golden State, literally. All those teams, everybody understood their role and kind of focused on what they're good at. And then everything else, kind of, the championships come, you know.
That's true.
And it's not like it's easy. It's not like Tony could say this same what he just said, you know, because Tony is only child, so he likes to work, you know, by himself. And sometimes it's like, hey, we're here to help. Hey, we're here to help. Hey, but sometimes you also have to, on the other end, you have to prove yourself for someone to actually trust that, okay, they say they're good at that. Oh, well, maybe they are. Okay, well, let me go ahead and do this. And I think that has helped us build a better team, which in essence, when we're good, the marketing team is good, all the attendees are good.
Sure.
And so it flows well.
Well, Tony, I'm on your side. I get it. I'm not the only child, but I understand your sentiments. And sometimes you just, I don't know, I guess sometimes you just want to do it yourself, and you like, look, if I fuck this up, it's going to fall on me. It's not going to fall on anybody else, my team, you know what I'm saying? So, but it also helped you take accountability. But, but, you know, look, you have the help. Like, look, we here, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, nah, let me, I guess it's just a normal thing. It's normal. Like I said, people got to break me out of it sometimes, because I'll do that, and I'll sit there and then just look over it 100 times, and I'm like, okay, look, let me call somebody real quick. Let me talk to them and see what they think. And being able to take that honest feedback and that honest criticism, I think we all are guilty of that at times, of not accepting that, you know. But that's also a part of just maturation in business. But I do think you all have a great product, as far as like how you all push it, and a lot of people do talk about it, like. At one point, I would hear it just from Demetra, because I don't think I knew you all like that, but I knew her, and she would always push it. But now I'm going other places. Oh, yo, they got this trip going on with Winter Escape. They're going here. I said, oh, yeah, I know them. I said, I know them guys. You know what I'm saying? Real good people. So what do you think about it? I give my honest feedback. I said, I have not been, but I've seen the feedback. I hear about it a lot. I said, it should be a real dope trip, especially if you want to get up out of here and do something a little bit different. Escape the winner. So that's, you know, so what you are doing. So, as I always say, the premise on my show, of course, is Who Got Next. And I always like to ask my people I talk to, so what's next for Winter Escape?
Y'all didn't practice this one?
Yeah, I do it coming.
We still working on that. So we were gonna, this year, I guess 2020, we're gonna incorporate a second trip. We were planning to do a Cuba trip, a Cuba cruise, actually. But the president has decided that we can no longer go to Cuba. So all cruise ports have been reverted. I think it would have been now Bahamas and Mexico instead of Bahamas and Cuba. So we're going to go back to the drawing board to kind of figure out what we want to do, but we will plan to do a second trip.
Okay.
Mostly because we have a lot of friends who are teachers, and they can't travel to January timeframe because of school and testing and things like that. So mm-hmm. we want to give a summer trip so that they can have the opportunity to participate as well.
I also think we haven't talked about how this year was probably one of the better years for marketing. We sold out before we thought we could actually say the word sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had more deposits happen in the first day that I think I could say we've ever had before.
That's right.
And then to consistently keep up that amount, and so we can confidently say it was sold out. So now we can't even talk about, we don't have to market on this podcast about coming to the trip other than, hey, don't miss the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think us being sold out is just keeping that going. How many years we're going to go, I don't know.
Sky's the limit. I mean, of course, how well you do determines, you know, how far you're going to go. Not even just that, you know, as anything else, life happens. You know, people decide to do different things, or their personal life structure changes. So that makes a difference. You know, that's how I see it. So what else is next? You know, Neek.
Well, that even though we're sold out, what's next immediately? Since we have not said it, we're going to Jamaica.
Oh, we've
not said it the entire time.
True.
We should have.
Probably should have opened with that.
I wanted y'all to do that. I wouldn't know. Yeah. So.
So
y'all going to Jamaica.
We're going to Jamaica in January. That's, you know, we have all the events lined up. We're sold out currently. So send all other cash to me directly, and I will try to find you a spot. So we have that going, and then, you know, for the next couple years, we're back at the planning board as always, just trying to build a better, bigger and better product, looking mm-hmm. at different ways to market, looking at different ways to, you know, incorporate new themes and just build on the principles of it in, you know, a very high level way. We're not saying giving away everything.
Mm.
Our general format is April 1st, we usually announce to the public, hey, this is when the next trip is mm-hmm. or where it will be. And then May 1st, we start taking deposits. And then from there, kind of we have that range. Typically, payments last through November.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, like I said, we sold out August. It was August
July.
1st, end of July, we sold out. Yes, by August 1st, we were sold out. So typically, we leave a few spots. It was a few people in the DMs. Hey, I want to go. I think I want to go. We sold out today. So unless you make a deposit today, you're not going to be able to make it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that went. So definitely, like I said, continue to do the Winterscape brand, but we're definitely going to add some additional components to get, again, more people out traveling to see the world. You know, because, again, it's important. In my personal opinion, travel is one of the best teachers. You learn a lot about yourself because you're in uncomfortable situations sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're around new friends, new people. So, again, it's a great way to explore not only yourself but the world. So
that's what's up, man. But I do appreciate you all sitting down with me. Let's do this again. Maybe I have some other stuff going on that I might need to know about. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, I think you all, like I said, y'all have a good thing going. She messes with me all the time. I will try to make one trip. She rolled her eyes at me. I would love to, but, you know, of course, things happen. But I need to stop making excuses. So that's me saying that on this podcast. You know, people do make – it could be a reason, but, I could do better.
We going to get you a spot right now in 2021. Just go ahead, commit. You get on the payment plan right now. We don't even know
what you are.
Get on the payment plan. Get on the payment plan.
Yep. Yeah, since y'all selling out, and y'all sold out of what, 2 months? Y'all gonna sell out in a day next time, man. So maybe I do need to jump on that.
Jump
but I
on
do
a payment plan, winterscape.com. Let's go.
For real. Don't even know where you're going yet, right?
Let's go. Put it down. You had your spot secure, though.
Yeah.
right, man. But I do appreciate you all sitting down with me. Let everybody know where they can find Winterscape at.
Website, winterscape.com.
Escape, like the group.
Like the group.
Who can I run to?
Website, Instagram. We on Facebook too. Winterscape. So any of those platforms is fine. You know us. You know about the trip. So
bet. Oh, before I go, y'all have anything lined up in the next in the third or fourth quarter, regards to, you know, any type of events y'all got going on in Charlotte?
No, not as of now.
Not as of now.
If y'all need some headphones, though, we got the Silent Party headphones we own. So you can definitely rent from us if you're interested in doing a private party whether it's for, you know, Halloween or Christmas party or any social gathering you want. Mm-hmm. So we definitely can hook you up with that as far as the full package. Got photographers on deck as well. So whatever you need to do from an entertainment perspective, we're happy to help you. Homecoming, whatever. You got like homecoming. We'll hook you up with that as well. So
see, we were just talking about winter escape, and now you got all this other stuff going on. I would see that. Hey, I had no idea. See, if I would have known that, I would have put something up that's in there. But that's something, man. So if y'all want to get your headphones, man, have a little, you know, have a, I don't like to say little, but have a silent party, hit them up. They got that. They got the trips. They got the headphones. What else?
Silent Party CLT on Instagram and silentpartyclt.com.
If you're getting married, Dia help you get your wedding together. We got Dominique. You need some marketing material. So whatever you need, come to us. We get you straight.
One-stop shop. So pretty much, basically, they could go to the cruise, right? Or the trip. Y'all, they could get their headphones from you on the trip, and then if two people decide they want to get married, D got you. Beak? That's what I'm talking about right now. Hey, this is E-Dub. Thank you for tuning in for the Who Got Next podcast, and if you got any information or any topics you would like for me to talk about, you can hit me on my email. My email is whogotnextclt@gmail.com, and my IG is whogotnext_CLT. As I always say on each show, if you doing something out there dope, trust me, I've already found you, and I'll be talking to you soon. And I'll leave it at that. All right, peace.